The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was trying to say to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. By the way, even though it lists Vicar Ryan as preaching today, we'd always planned that I would preach. I think that our administrative assistant may be telling me something. Actually, I'll miss his preaching too for a number of reasons. This Sunday is called Good Shepherd Sunday. Each year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, a different image of Jesus as shepherd is appointed for us. Now, on a personal note, Good Shepherd Sunday is always a bittersweet Sunday for me. My husband remembers it poignantly as the last Sunday his late wife was able to come to church before she died. And now, this year, there's another loss, a much smaller one, of course, but still, it's Vicar Ryan's last Sunday with us, and I'm going to miss him preaching for a number of reasons, because he had good sermons, and I got a break. So a lot of feelings get stirred up today. And I suspect, not just for me, because it's Mother's Day as well. A celebration, of course, but also a day of poignancy for many people who miss their mothers or who can't be mothers, as I said to the kids. And I couldn't help thinking about those who might really miss their mothers yesterday while I was at a funeral and a devoted daughter spoke about her mother. So, let's see. Maybe the Good Shepherd can help us here. After all, for 2,000 years, he's helped many bear the weight of life in all its breadth and depth. This year, we have an image of Jesus as the gate to the sheepfold. This is like one of my least favorite images. A gate, Jesus as a gate. So what does that mean? Is this an image of judgment? Whoever enters me will be saved, as in, you can only come to the Father by me, all who don't are condemned? Some will automatically hear these verses that way and find in them a hard-to-swallow claim for exclusivity, which really isn't there. These verses really don't have anything to do with judging the sheep at all. It's about judging those who are going to hurt the sheep, and more on that. Jesus' main concern appears to be that the sheep are not destroyed, stolen, or deceived. Now, shepherd is an image that's near to the disciples' hearts. Throughout the Hebrew scriptures, they're reminded that even though leaders and kings can be called shepherd, that God is really the shepherd. Because in the end, all other shepherds fail, even beloved ones. People are reminded over and over again in the Old Testament, the First Testament, over the centuries, in many of the readings, God as shepherd comes about. The Lord is my shepherd. Not anybody else, but the Lord. Psalm 23. Or Jeremiah, woe to shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Shepherd as an image for king, political and religious ruler, all rolled up into one. Whenever leaders failed in ancient Israel, whenever leaders became too powerful, whenever leaders exploited the people, they were reminded that in the end, God was the shepherd with a capital S. And this image of God as shepherd has also been near and dear to Christian hearts over the years too, and has been called upon by parishioners for comfort when they've gone through difficulties with a pastor, conflict, or when a pastor leaves, or when a vicar leaves. God, as the ultimate shepherd, can provide much comfort. But to get back to the first disciples, look, I think we have call and response going on here. All right, I thought we'd get there someday. Back to the first disciples. Jesus brings to bear this whole tradition of God as the shepherd to help the disciples perceive who he is in connection with God, and also to help the disciples discern his purpose, which clearly is to protect his sheep and to bring life. Yet even though these verses are all about protection, we also find in them a criticism of religious authorities who, in the verses just prior to this reading, for reasons of self-interest, scoff at the man born blind and then healed by Jesus. This follows directly upon the healing. That is, the man who didn't listen to the religious authorities but got healed by Jesus is a parallel to Jesus saying sheep won't listen to the voices of thieves and bandits and people trying to deceive them by self-interested religious leaders. And with this sharp criticism, we see that Jesus is not simply a gentle shepherd at all times. He can be tough, especially on those who hurt those that he loves. And who doesn't Jesus love? Also in these verses, we find a litmus test for leaders and shepherds. Listen up, Vicar Ryan, which I haven't really said very much, and it's kind of fun. Maybe I should have said that more. This description is to be at the heart of the gospel: protection, abundant life, the tone and timbre that we listen for in all messages and proclamations about Jesus, the heart of it. Yes, criticism about those who are deceiving and those who are unjust, but at heart, abundant life, protection. And by lying in front of the gate to sleep overnight, the ancient shepherd became a kind of living gate, if you will, so that no predator could enter. Enemies would have to cross him to try to get in. And it was a hymn in those days. So go ahead, wolves in sheep's clothing. Do your worst, deceivers and exploiters, especially those with power. There's somebody else you'll have to deal with, not just the sheep. For this shepherd, this living gate, also gave us another image of lying down on the cross and giving himself up to our enemies, and sometimes those enemies are us, so that we could have life and have it abundantly. So go ahead, fear and despair. You won't get far. Do your worst, sin and death, for we are safe in Christ. No matter what life throws our way, even if we walk or when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it happens to all of us at some point. We are safe. The Good Shepherd is with us. His rod, the cross, his staff, the word, they comfort us. Even if you fail in your career or marriage, Christ promises to give you life. Even if your body fails, Christ promises abundant life, whether in this life or the next. He spreads a table before us this morning in the presence of all enemies within and without. He anointed our head with oil in baptism in the shape of a little cross and continues to uphold us in that lasting identity as beloved child. Ironically, the Good Shepherd Sunday, 3 years after my husband's wife died, was actually the weekend that we met up at a church assembly. Which doesn't mean that sadness disappeared like magic, but now for him there's a certain sweetness and new life in Good Shepherd Sunday as well. And as we say goodbye to Vicar Ryan, St. Matthew's first intern, by the way, in over 25 years, and my first intern ever, and there are huge shoes to fill now in my eyes, we can trust that the Good Shepherd will bring beginnings out of this ending. And actually, that's the purpose of this internship, for the sake of a new beginning for another congregation and Vicar Ryan, who continues, by the way, in the candidacy process and whose next milestone in that process is this coming week. So I invite you to pray for him and the candidacy process, and I'll keep you posted. You know what?
What?
See, I learned a couple things too. We can trust. That was one of Vicar Ryan's little tactics. We can trust the Good Shepherd, the living, protecting gate, the abundant life giver, no matter what we're facing. Goodness and mercy not only follow us out of the gates of this sheepfold this morning, but goodness and mercy go ahead of us in the form of Christ in the world, who goes ahead of us into the world that God so loves. Amen.